One thing that has come out clearly is that the Kenyan police is well structured. It is guided by the rule of law, that it has good succession arrangement in place. And that's why you can see it is very easy for their commander to resign. And immediately he resigns, he does not leave a vacuum. There is a very good transition from him and to anyone else who takes up that office. That one tells us that as a country, the National Police Act is very clear. Our constitution is also very clear as far as the security of this country is concerned.
What do you say to those Gen Z protesters and some Kenyans who said he should have resigned a long time ago after it was proven that some of the police officers who tried to stop the protest or tried to control the protest abused the rights of Kenyan citizens instead of protecting them?
You see, what we have currently, as far as national security is concerned, are just allegations and counter-allegations. And no allegation has been proved against the police or maybe the Inspector General of Police himself. So it is just about matters to do with perceptions for the time being. Because you remember the debate as regards to excessive use of force vis-a-vis the police saying that they use relative force. It's not just something that we can say is a preserve of this country. This is a debate that I can trace it to the ancient time when Jesus entered the church and chased everybody away. If you could have asked the Pharisees by then, they could have said that even Jesus himself used excessive force.
Some have also called for an investigation to the circumstances that led to the death of some individuals as a result of the protest and clashes with the police. They're calling for errant police officers who use excessive force to be prosecuted. They are even faulting the president for not taking the stand. As a security analyst, what are your thoughts?
One thing is that we must be conversant with how our constitution is crafted, and especially Chapter 5 that deals with various aspects of human rights. And remember, there are various other institutions that have been charged with the responsibility to police the police. One of the institutions that has been charged with the responsibility, which everybody is looking upon to, is IPOA. The other institutions that have also been charged with the responsibility to check on the police is the Kenya National Human Rights Commission. We also still have the judiciary, which has got some responsibility to check on the excessive of the police. We also have parliament that has got also responsibility to check on the excessive of the police. But so far, I have not come across any documentation on any pronouncement from all these institutions and substantive evidence to the effect of all the allegations of the police against the civilian and all civilian against the police.
Going forward, where do you see the Kenyan police or security architecture vis-a-vis the ongoing protest or Occupy institutions launched by the Gen Z protesters who are still insisting that a president must leave office?
You know, the debate that we are having as a country today is where does the limitation of freedom end? And where does the right of the state to security start? Remember that our police is still under evolution. Whatever situation occurs, this situation also has contributed greatly to the restructuring of our police, equipping it, and also to come up with a very good mechanism on how it should operate. Remember, ever since Kenyan police have borrowed a lot from the Metropolitan Police. And if you can check on the Metropolitan Police history, ever since Robert Peel came about with the Metropolitan Police Act late in the 1886, you can see the Metropolitan Police have been there for long. Ours, we are still evolving. And if you look at our police comparatively across the region, I can say we are much ahead. I'm not saying we are the best, but I'm saying we can only look at our police, National Police Service, comparatively as compared to other democracies across Africa.